Greetings, Only Tans. Today is Friday, March 8th, and yesterday I welcomed sports journalist and sports betting journalist as well, Prince J. Grimes, to the show. Prince is a new face. He's someone who is not necessarily all that familiar with NBA Top Shot, although he did open a couple packs back in early 2022. So it was an interesting and different conversation with someone that's not really the norm in terms of who we might usually have on the show. But to me, that's actually more interesting in a way to be able to have conversations that are a little bit different. Anyway, we talk about the NBA season thus far, the playoff picture, some teams that have surprised us, our thoughts on the MVP this year. And then we also talk quite a bit about what's going on NBA Top Shot, his perception of NBA Top Shot. We also touch on the announcement that was made during the stream about the next pack release, which is the Rookie Revelations Legendary Pack. MBL, Mike Levy, also joins the show. He talks about his purchase of the Perfect Cereal, Jersey Cereal, LeBron James Chase Down Block for $30,000. So we talk about that a little bit. And it's interesting to hear Prince ask Mike some questions about that purchase. Recall that nothing you hear in this episode should be considered financial advice. Also recall that our sponsor is Floaty.io. We gave away a Paul George rare moment on the show. And next week we will give away more rare moments to you if you are in the chat. So make sure to come to the chat. Be there live Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, so that you can get a chance to win something cool as well. So without further ado, let's jump right into it. Well, hello, everybody. Thank you for being here today. It's a very special Tandy time. And we have a very special guest. He goes by the name of Prince J. Grimes. He's a NBA writer, sports journalist, content creator. And I actually found him, funny enough, when I was looking for interesting takes around the All-Star game. That's actually how I found him. And I thought, let's just invite people onto the show that don't necessarily know everything there is to know about NBA Top Shot, and let's just see what happens. So that's pretty much the thinking here. So why don't we give him a little figure it out, and we'll introduce our guest today, Prince Grimes.
Figure it out.
Okay.
What the hell was that?
Thanks for having me. I don't know what that was. Yeah, explain that to me. What was the figure it out there?
I don't know. I just have a lot of different clips, and I just thought the weirder the better. I feel like I think I've seen that you have done streams and content around basketball, around the NBA, and you know. So I thought, why don't we just surprise you a little bit and show you things you're not used to?
Yeah, no, I'll take it. That was fun.
Well, anyways, man, thank you for being on the show today. For people who want to know a little bit more about you and what you're up to, what would you tell them? How would you explain yourself?
Yeah, I mean, I guess the simplest way to put it is I'm a sports journalist. I write about sports betting, actually, for Bet for the Win. That's my primary beat. Try to follow the industry, but I'm, you know, all things sports. You know, I don't just limit myself to betting. And, you know, we dive into pop culture at times, too. So I like to think I can write about anything. But for the most part, you know, I cover the betting industry.
OK, so are you familiar at all with like prop betting? I mean, it's funny because last week we also had someone who does prop betting. But are you familiar with prop betting on like player props?
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, I don't necessarily limit myself to just making picks when it comes to writing about betting. But I do dive into picks occasionally. So I make prop picks all the time.
So, all right, if you had to choose five players tonight to hit 130 points total, stone cold lock. Because I'll show you. Because the reason why I bring that up is because I mentioned NBA Top Shot to you. So NBA Top Shot is, I know you said you know a little bit about it. That's pretty much what gathers all these people to watch the show and to watch the replay and the podcast and such is NBA Top Shot. So NBA Top Shot recently released a game, and tonight every night it's a different challenge. And tonight it's to pick five players to hit 130 total points. So I'll show you my lineup, and I'll share it with the rest of the chat, and you guys can all take a look. But this is my lineup tonight. So I think this is pretty star-studded. This is a very chalky lineup. Mm-hmm. And as you can see at the top, this is on night seven, and I've gone 6 of 6 so far. So last night was at least 25 assists minus turnovers. So I eked that out with 31. The night before that was 20 free throws made and 25 attempted. But my best score was actually night number, none of them. None of them were that impressive. I think before the night was over, once I was in like top 50, but anyway, you can see that it's not that easy to get the top score, but yeah.
And each night, is the combination of 130 points, is that the goal each time?
No, every night something different. So that's what makes it interesting. So night one was also 130 points, and that was, I chose Luka, Kyrie, DeRozan, Kawhi, and Giannis. And you see that Giannis basically helped everyone who chose him because he had 46 that night, whereas DeRozan kind of pooped the bed with only 12. But, you know, Giannis and Luka and Kawhi kind of took you over the finish line. And today is the same one again, 130 points, whereas the other ones were assists, rebounds, three-pointers, free throws, and last night was assists minus turnovers. So some people even had like a negative or a zero score if their player got a lot of turnovers.
Awesome. You don't need my help. I think you're doing just fine, it looks like.
Well, yeah. I mean, I guess that's true. Maybe I just wanted compliments. But yeah, anyway, this is my pick. I don't know if you have any insight or any thoughts, but I think that these are some of the most chalky picks you can choose. So I think it's probably good to go. I think as long as Anthony Edwards doesn't show up at halftime, I think we're good.
Yeah, no, that's solid. And Ant's going to have to do a little bit more with Carl ruled out for a little while. I'm sure you've seen the Carl Anthony Towns injury news. So he'll definitely be picking up the slack there. I haven't really dived into the games for today, but I mean, you got some big players there. So I don't think you'll have any trouble hitting that number tonight.
Yeah. And that's definitely a bummer, by the way, with Carl Anthony Towns when he's now torn his meniscus in his knee. He doesn't, he's going to get another, doctor to take a look at it, but I thought the Timberwolves really were surprising a lot of people this year, and I kind of wanted to see that Cinderella story continue, and it feels like if he's out, it's over. Like they're not gonna, Naz Reid is not Karl Anthony Towns.
No, it's not a lot of guys with that combination of size and skill that Carl has, so he's definitely a unique player. I was kind of hoping to see the inevitable letdown that they were gonna have, and so now this is kind of a bummer because if he is out for a while, they kind of have that built-in excuse of, we didn't have all our guys. I wouldn't have been surprised if they got upset in the first round. I'll just throw that out there now. I was kind of waiting to see how that went.
But do you feel the same way about teams like the Thunder? I mean, the Clippers at 4, the Pelicans even at 5. Like, there's some unfamiliar names at the top of the Western Conference.
Yeah, for sure. I'm still a Nuggets believer. I still think at the end of the day, that's the team to beat out there. I know they're down there at 3, but even just a game back, so it's not like it's a big distance between them and the Thunder and the Wolves. But yeah, I felt the same way about OKC. As much as I don't get me wrong, I don't want to sound like a Minnesota hater. I'm not. I love Ant. I like what they put together this season. I didn't think the Gobert thing was going to work, and it's worked a lot better than I think anyone could have imagined. And then OKC, what SGA is doing, and you know those young guys. But at the end of the day, the Nuggets, I think, have been cruising, kind of coasting through the regular season, just kind of waiting for the playoffs. I think they have another gear they're going to kick it into. And I got to see what the Thunder do in the playoffs. You know, there's a lot of young guys over there. they might have to play the Warriors and the Lakers, you know, one of those two teams in the first round. That's tough. Those are veteran teams with recent title championships. So as unimpressive as they've looked in the regular season, I wouldn't have been surprised if, say, the Warriors lock up the 7 seed. Play-in tournament is obviously the way that would have to go. Lakers lock up the 8 seed, and then they both win in the first round. I wouldn't have been surprised if that happened against the Thunder and the Timberwolves. Timberwolves and Thunder got to hang on to those top 2 seeds. Like I said, the Nuggets might be coming for that. But if those were the first round matchups, I wouldn't have been surprised if both of them lost.
You know what? I mean, I think that's not the craziest take. I think also it'll be a really interesting storyline if we get to see these young teams take on these like juggernauts, these older juggernaut teams. And also, I think it's just a way that the NBA season works nowadays. And it's almost related to your All-Star comments, which is kind of how I found you on searching All-Star takes. But it's like the players, they don't necessarily take the whole season seriously. And it's like, okay, well, we know we can kind of cruise. And then we got to turn it on. There, like Jimmy Butler is sort of the personification of what's happened to the NBA, which is like, we don't really need to try. We can save our legs. We can just sort of chill out. Like, yeah, Adam Silver, you can make rules that say we have to play. But guess what? You know, that's just like one little piece of the puzzle. Like, that's not going to fix everything. And so I almost feel like when you look at teams like the Nuggets, for example, if they wanted to, maybe they could be higher up, but maybe they're resting some guys. Maybe they just understand the cadence of the season. And then they know that they have to turn it on when the playoffs start.
It's especially important for a team like the Nuggets because they played a lot more games than everyone else last season, right? So it'd be crazy for them to go as hard as a team like OKC that's a lot younger and is still trying to figure out who they are in this league. The Nuggets kind of know who they are. Heard Justin Holiday talking about how, you know, being on the Nuggets kind of restored his faith in the NBA because of how competitive that team is within and how he believes that they just are able to hit a switch. Which is dangerous, right? Because sometimes you think you can hit that switch and it just never, you know, it never really clicks. But I think the Nuggets are still kind of in their prime window of like chasing titles with Jokic. So, yeah. You know, I don't worry about the Nuggets as much. Whereas the Celtics, they're kind of emptying the tank now. And who exactly sees how far that carries through the postseason, right? We'll see how far they're able to continue that. They look like the best team in the league right now, but would anyone be surprised if the Heat come into the playoffs hit a switch and all of a sudden they're giving the Celtics a series, right? Would anyone be surprised? They did it last year.
That's the thing. No one would be surprised. It's sort of like the dread in the back of the minds of every Celtics fan, which is myself included, because it's true. Like I don't think as a Celtics fan you feel 100% confident until like you see the Heat literally packing their bags and going to Cancun, like until that actually has happened, you know, it's like, we don't want to see them anymore. Just let it be done. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Bucks are another one of those teams where like, they haven't quite gotten their stuff figured out yet, but it seems like they're on their way to doing so. The Cavs, obviously now they got the injury bug. So it seems like the East, it's sort of like more fortified around the Celtics and the Bucks. I mean, like if Garland, I know that he should be coming. No, not Garland. What are we talking about? Mobley's hurt, right? And also Mobley's Mitchell's hurt.
Yep.
So,
Doesn't seem super serious for those guys. So I think the Cavs, I mean, you know, come playoff time, hopefully they can be healthy. Cause I would like to see what they look like this time around. Last year, they kind of got embarrassed by the Knicks. Who, by the way, if the Knicks can get healthy, they're another team that kind of, you know, I would like to see how they look against some of the top dogs in the Eastern Conference in the playoffs. I do think the Bucks, I'm not out on the Bucks. I never was out on the Bucks, by the way. It's hard integrating a star like Dame Lillard when you already have an established guy there, then changing coaches midseason. Like, that was always going to take a while to come together. So I'm not out on Milwaukee, and I know people have a lot of questions about Doc Rivers. You say you're a Celtics fan, so I'm sure you have your own opinions about him. I think this is a season he can really redeem himself.
So far, though, he's looking like typical Doc Rivers. Like, it's, you know, it's like, what's wrong with this guy? Why can't he pull this together? But, you know, shoot, if he does it again in the playoffs, like, I don't know if he'll ever live it down. Like, if he blows another big lead, or he's going to have to, like, just stay away from basketball or something. I don't know.
Not with this team. Yeah, you can't do that with this team. You know what's funny is there are a lot of – if you want to, you know, you can find an excuse for every single time one of his teams blew a lead. He's been attached to a lot of perennial chokers as far as players are concerned in the playoffs, aside from his time with the Celtics, right? But you go to the Clippers, Chris Paul hasn't won anything with or without Doc Rivers. Go to the Sixers, Joel Embiid hasn't won anything. You know, he can't get out the second round no matter who his coach is. James Harden, same thing. And so, but this team is different, right? Like, Giannis has already proven he can win a championship. Dame is a guy who's been on some teams that, you know, weren't good enough to win titles, but he's always showed up in the playoffs. And so Doc has no excuses with this team. Unless injuries pop up, he's kind of got to get – he's got to get it done.
Exactly, he does. So that's why there's a lot of fun storylines. And I also, by the way, I think if you see the Thunder as the one seed going into the playoffs, is SGA the MVP? Like, is he the MVP of the league right now? Like, who's the MVP if it's not him?
SGA is my MVP. And Jokic, man, he makes this conversation so hard because his numbers always stand out. His advanced numbers, everything about him is just, you know, he's always averaging damn near triple-double. So Jokic is always in the conversation. But I do think we have to step away from the numbers sometimes and just kind of look at what the expectations were of a team coming into the season. We always knew the Nuggets were going to be one of the better. They're the defending champs, right? Nothing about what Jokic is doing is surprising us. The Thunder, I mean, people knew they would be better. I don't know if we knew top two teams in the Western Conference better. And SGA is a big part of that, right? And his numbers stand out too. You know, it's not like he's doing it while averaging 22, 23 points. It's like a 30-point score, you know what I mean? So, and that's a young team, and he's leading them and guiding them to be one of the best teams in the NBA. So he'd be my MVP today. Yeah. I do think Jason Tatum should get a little more love. I wouldn't put him in the top two, but I don't like the way people dismiss him either.
No, they keep putting that meme of the Latin guy dancing in his bedroom. Like, come on, man, give Jason Tatum some credit. Yeah. Anyways, we got a little sticker here, a little ice cream so good. We gave a little ice cream so good. Yes, yes, yum, yum. Thank you, Jump Shoot. Let's see, what else do we got here? So we're talking playoffs, we're talking standings. There's a lot of surprise teams, even just seeing like the Magic at four. Like this whole standings, this whole table looks like flipped upside down, if you ask me. But I think that makes for a really entertaining postseason.
Yeah, no doubt. It's kind of like a passing of the guard when you see teams like the Warriors and Lakers kind of struggling to get into the playoffs, and some of these young teams at the top. That's just the future of the NBA. I think that's the way we're going, where we should probably expect that a little more now. Even when you look in the East, you mentioned the Magic. I don't even think they've really come close to peaking yet. Like, they're playing really good defense. They haven't really been like a great offensive team yet, but Paolo Banchero is amazing. You know what exactly. I mean? Franz Wagner is really good. So I think they're only going to get better. Same with the Indiana Pacers, who have kind of, you know, they're kind of falling off here a little bit lately, but they're only going to get better in the future when you think about how good Tyrese Halliburton is. So, you know, I expect this to kind of be the new normal where you see those type of teams near the top.
Yeah, it's great. It's entertaining. It's good for those fan bases too. And Franz Wagner, funny enough, he actually tweeted something that related it to Top Shot recently. So of course, all of the Top Shot faithful geek out when we see that an NBA player is actually like giving praise to NBA Top Shot. But what about your perception? Because I know you said you know a little bit about NBA Top Shot. What do you know? Are you someone that collects things? What's your story around collecting and around your perception of NBA Top Shot?
So I just feel like there was a real hot moment around Top Shot, and I'm sure that's probably still a moment for you right now. But there was a moment where it kind of entered my consciousness, and I really got interested in just figuring out what it was. So, you know, I did my research, and I actually bought a pack or two of Top Shot. So I do have a few moments, maybe like six moments. that I've just been holding on to. And this might have been like 2020. I don't know. I've just had I don't know what to do with them.
Hold on. What I almost want to look at what you're holding on to. What's your, do you know what your username is?
Yeah. Let's see. PG Aggie.
That's PG Aggie, like the Texas, like the Texas Aggies.
Like the Texas Aggie, except I'm a North Carolina Aggie.
PG Aggie. PG Aggie
24.
All right. I'm gonna take a look at what you ripped in your pack.
Yeah, so I've got six moments. I tried to sell them at one point. I couldn't sell them, so then I was just confused. I was like, "What do I do with this?" So you could probably enlighten me a little bit more on what's going. You know, what am I missing out on?
All right. Well, I see that you joined in 2022. So you didn't join right at the peak.
Oh, it's 2022. Okay, I thought it was 2020.
If it was 2020, then you would have you would have missed a chance on making like crazy wealth. Yeah, it looks like you ripped a couple packs. You got yourself a Jalen Green, a Brad Beal, KD, Capella, Lopez, and Iguodala. All common moments. So yeah, right now they are worth about $1 a piece, but yeah. Maybe back in the day they probably were worth a little bit more. But that's all right. You didn't put too much skin in the game. You didn't get any paper cuts or anything like that.
Yeah, but I didn't break the bank at all for this.
But anyway, yeah. So actually, I forgot to mention something about our sponsor Floaty, which is on the bottom here, that logo, and James Dylan Bond over here. He's a part of the Floaty team. And yeah, if you ever want to sell those moments, you could probably sell them quite easily on floaty.io. Yeah. So you did use NBA Top Shot a little bit. You ripped a couple packs. So what happened? You kind of were just like, yeah, I ripped a couple packs, but I'm not. Are you like a collector otherwise? Did you ever collect physical? Do you collect dolls' heads?
There was a time where I did collect, cards, trading cards. Not lately. I haven't been much of a collector. But once I ripped these packs, my idea was always to sit on them because I just, I figured I missed the moment. You just mentioned it, right? Like I had heard about how some of these things were selling for a lot of money, but by the time I had, you can check the marketplace and see what they're going for now. And it's like, okay, these aren't really selling for a lot. So I was just like, all right, I guess I'll sit on them for a little while. Then I did come back at one point and try to sell them. Very low numbers. They didn't move. So I just canceled the sale. I was like, all right, I'll sit on them a little longer. and that's kind of where we've been with those.
All right. Fair enough. Well, I will tell you that if you are into the gaming, like sort of the fun predicting games, like I showed you a minute ago, the fast break stuff, right? That was over here when I was showing you that screen. So the way this works basically is you have those moments in your account and then you can create predictions every night to try to see who's going to hit these numbers. So like I said, today is the 130 points. And basically what happens is every day, if you can get the top score, which is really difficult, you'll get a pretty sweet moment. Like today is this rare SGA, which has it has a value on the market right now of around $70-something. But then also, where's it show here? So when you play this game over the course of 17 nights, if you can hit 4 wins, you earn this pack right here, which is the 4 win pack, 9 wins, and then 13 wins. So I'm 3 wins away from this 9 win pack, which has like a decent chance at something good. And then if you can hit this 13 win pack, you have a guaranteed what it's called rare moment. And so then, you have a much better chance of hitting something pretty sweet. But the cool thing about this game is that even yourself, like you don't have that many moments, but it wouldn't cost you much if you wanted to create like a lineup to start playing this game. You know, you might spend like, I don't know, $30. Or if you use our sponsor, floaty.io, you can buy moments for even cheaper than the floor at Top Shot, which is $1. You can get moments of stars for like 30 cents, 40, 50 cents. So just throwing that out there if that's ever something you're interested in doing.
Yeah, no, appreciate that. Sounds fun.
Yeah, it is. It is. All right. Well, there's something else. It's a little bit of a tangential. It's not quite around NBA Top Shot. And we'll play our little tangential drop and we'll talk about it. So here we go. All right, so today's tangential is this, And I actually saw that you on your Twitter, you mentioned something about it. Yeah. So I saw this news today, and I guess we can all watch this little trailer here. So why don't we play this trailer? So it's from Netflix, and it says right there, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. Yes, really. Live boxing event, AT&T Stadium on July 20th. So let's see. So there you go. License the Jay-Z music and everything. Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson. So Jake Paul is 27 years old. Mike Tyson is 57 years old. Jake Paul has opened up as the significant favorite, a $350 to win $100 favorite. Tell me your thoughts on this as someone who just appreciates what's happening on Twitter.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it. I don't trust that it'll be as entertaining as it seems, right? Like, you hear Jake Paul, you hear Mike Tyson, and that sounds like a must-watch spectacle.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to end up being as entertaining. Mostly because, I mean, I watched the Mike Tyson Roy Jones Jr. fight. What was that, about 3 years ago or however long ago it was? And that didn't end up being all that exciting as you know, as much as the card made it sound. And that was because it was an exhibition. You know, these guys weren't going in there trying to knock each other out. I think the rules said they pretty much didn't want any knockouts. Yep. I think we're probably going to see something like that here. You mentioned the age difference between these two. Mike will be 58 by the time the fight happens. Almost 60, exactly. So, with that said, I wouldn't want to fight Mike still. So, you know, I'm not saying he's going to go in there and get absolutely destroyed. But I can imagine he won't be quite as fast and limber as he was in his prime.
Oh, of course. I mean, come on. The most obvious thing in the world there. But
and meanwhile, Jake is like, you know, he's not out here fighting the best fighters in the world, but he's actually a pretty decent boxer. You know what I mean? Like, I've watched him a few times and you know, he's beating up on some guys that, you know, the first few fights you thought, okay, I didn't expect him to win. He won, but that wasn't a real boxer. But then the last few fights have been like, I didn't really expect him to win. And that was actually a pretty respectable fighter he just beat. So, you know, I don't think they're going to let him go in there and like really fight Mike Tyson. I think it's going to be just kind of a spectacle.
That kind of sucks then, because I mean, I saw some of that Roy Jones Jr. fight with Mike Tyson as well. And they were sort of just taking like body shots and, you know, right. They weren't really, I don't know, like if that's actually the way this is going to be, then as much as I don't want to see Mike Tyson get knocked out by Jake Paul, I feel like that would be sort of sacrilegious. Like my childhood will feel terrible watching such a thing. But at the same time, if there's like, I want to see Mike Tyson knock out Jake Paul somehow, some way. Like, that's the only reason people are going to watch this.
Let's be honest. That's why everyone's showing up, right? And Jake knows that. You know what I mean? I've heard Jake in like interviews. He knows people are showing up to see him get knocked out. And
but he's smart because he took that from Floyd Mayweather, because that's what Floyd Mayweather did. He just like, he knew how much everyone like hated him for the most part. And he just played off that all the time. And he just ducked not every, but he ducked a lot of key fighters and just knew how to make money. And that's pretty much what Jake Paul is doing. He's just like ducking everyone people actually want to see him fight and just make a bunch of money.
Exactly. And Mike likes Jake Paul. I'm pretty sure, you know, at the height of like Jake Paul pissing people off by entering the boxing space and people saying he's ruining the sport, I'm pretty sure, I don't have the quote in front of me, but I'm pretty sure Mike Tyson came out and was like, no, I love Jake. He's, you know, he's actually helping the sport. He's bringing more attention to the sport. I'm pretty sure if someone looked that up, they could find a quote of Mike saying something similar to that. So I don't know if he, you know, I don't know if he actually wants to go in there and beat up Jake Paul the way people might want him to.
Yeah. Yeah. No, but you're right. And I would agree also. And this is just proof. Netflix, it's definitely bringing more eyeballs onto the sport, which is, I think, a good thing. Not instead of watching like Ryan Garcia have a meltdown over Twitter. But anyway, let's take a minute now. So basically we're going to talk a little bit of NBA Top Shot, and you can ask questions and sort of get your head around it, because I know obviously when you got in 2022, you picked up a couple of packs, you ripped a couple of packs, but are you aware that, you know, there's a lot going on Top Shot. There's people spending big dollars on Top Shot, and we're going to have someone who's done such a thing. He's going to come on after this brief break in the action. We're going to talk about floaty.io, and today's little break is going to be talking about how you can sell on floaty.io. So let's watch that real quick. Did you know that the most effective way of listing your NBA Top Shot moments is on floaty.io? You can do it in bulk, you can edit your listings, and so much more. Let's take a look. First, we will go to My Profile. Then we will click Top Shot. And then we can start bulk selecting items. You can also sort by tier or sort by anything else, any other filter. But in this case, I'm going to start bulk selecting some items. Okay, so I've selected a combination of commons and rares. I'm now going to click list. What's cool here is all I have to do is click set to FMV or fair market value, and all the listings will be set to the fair market current value. I can also set it above or below fair market value by a percentage. Let's say I want to offer a 15% discount on all my moments. Automatically, they are adjusted. Or maybe I want to do it above a fair market value price, also adjusted. You would then click list all, and it would give you the Dapper pop-up, and you would have all your moments listed that you selected on Floaty. You can list up to 75 moments at a time. You can also easily edit your moments in bulk in terms of the price. For the best and fastest way of selling your moments, use floaty.io. And if you want to follow their socials or join their Discord, look in the description of this video. All right, so there you go. You've just been educated. So yeah, if you wanted to sell your moments really quickly and really easily and at a discount or at a premium, you could do it on floaty.io. And here's something fun for you, Prince. So we shared your username, and you now have three new NBA Top Shot moments in your account. The people in the chat have sent you a De'Aaron Fox, a Jason Tatum, and a Luka Doncic. So You just received some from someone in the chat. They just sent you those moments, so that's pretty cool. So now you're gonna have an even easier time playing that game. But anyhow, we mentioned Floaty.io. The thing I wanted to talk to you about was beyond these $1 common moments, there are some huge purchases happening recently. And just the other day, we saw. Let's see, is it on the NBA Top Shot front page anymore? I don't think it is. But there was a LeBron James serial 23 that sold for $30,000+. And guess who bought it? This guy. So there's MBL. Hello. Hello, Mike. Talk to us.
One intro. Bit. Prince is going to think I'm nuts. He's spending $30,000 on this stuff.
Yeah, I know.
So I'm not on Top Shot. I'm relatively normal, believe it or not.
No judgment here.
Yeah. So Prince, what questions do you have as someone who has a little bit of knowledge of Top Shot that, and now you could talk to someone in the chat, in the flesh. How much did you drop on that moment, Mike?
$30,000.
$30,000. So Prince, take it away.
I guess my biggest question is, I guess every collector has a different motive here, different goals, but Is there kind of a common goal? Is it just to collect the best moments you can find, or is it to actually like profit on them, you know, off of them at the end of the day?
Yeah. So Top Shot's in an interesting spot where there's somewhat of a divide between people who are focused on the collecting side of it. And I would think of those people basically like physical card collectors identifying a new version, sports cards 2.0. digital version of it, and then the gaming side of it. And some people move back and forth between the two or do both of them. The gaming side is much more of like the fast break, leaderboards, burn boards, all these kinds of things. And I don't know if you guys have talked through that, but they're the utility side of these. And they're kind of what you can do with these NFTs that you can't do with physical cards, which is a lot of fun. But for me, I'm much more focused on the collecting side. So when I buy something like this for $30,000, it's to enjoy, to collect, the same way someone would buy an autograph, a game-worn jersey, a physical card, or something like that. So I view it as a pure collectible. Could I sell it in the future for more money, for less money? Maybe. I think, you know, I've got, 3,000 Top Shot moments in my collection. I would probably sell every other one before I sold this one if I needed liquidity for anything. And yeah.
What's next in the world of Top Shot and you know, these NBA NFTs? Is there like a untapped game maybe or market that this thing is headed to next?
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, and I know some in the chat will disagree, I like it very much as there we are on the homepage. I think, can we show Prince the moment? I don't know if Prince has watched the moment. You can.
I haven't seen it.
It's like a minute long. It's kind of long, but it's nice. You obviously know this play, right? Do you know what play this is? We got to give proper background here.
This is the block. This is the block in the finals.
The block.
I can see why it costs so much now.
Do you think this is the best play of his career?
It's definitely the most iconic play of his career. I think that is the most memorable one, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. So I agree, and there are 23 moments here, I guess, within this edition. So you can get serial number 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 23. And in this little weird world of ours, people like the jersey serial number. So he's wearing a 23 in this, and that's obviously his more common number. And sometimes the last serial number. So if there's like 10,000 of one, people like 10,000 out of 10,000, or the number one. And the serial number 23 for this particular play is both the jersey and the last mint, or the perfect serial, as people say. So that's the one I got. I got the number 23 of this play. And for me, I'm a big LeBron fan. And so this is the most meaningful play of his career. It was a crazy series against the vaunted Warriors. And for me, the best serial you could get of this number of this play. And so I was excited to have it.
Beautiful. How often are new just moments like created?
So it's a lot like physical card world, where there are new pack drops all the time, and there's like different little angles to them. So for Top Shot, their cadence is once every week they drop a new pack. Some of them are common packs, some of them are rare packs, some of them are legendary packs. Common packs are normally a little cheaper. The rare packs are somewhere in the middle, and the legendary packs are more expensive. This one that Tandy's got on the screen is a rare pack. It's called Video Game Numbers. That's the set name. And this is all games from players who had silly type stat lines, 40 points and 17 assists, 30, 15, and 10, something like that, which there are a lot of these days. And that's this whole set. So then people... there are lots of little different communities that exist within Top Shot. Some of them are around these sets. So there are people who love the video game number set. So they'll collect the full set every year that this pack comes out. This is a recurring set. Some of them are around teams, the Knicks, Celtics, whatever else. They'll meet up for games, meet up for tailgates and whatever else they want to do. And so, yeah, it's about once every week that new packs come out.
Awesome.
Yeah, so that's that. There's a lot of different moments and packs, and we're giving you like the broad introduction, the reintroduction basically to NBA Top Shot. But they have these little packs that are like $2 each, and there's a lot going on, a lot of different ways to collect and connect.
If you're trying to get a rare moment, though, you're probably not opening a pack. You're probably going to the marketplace.
Well, it depends, because this is a rare pack right here. So you'll pay more money to open a rare pack. But sometimes, you're sort of gambling. You're hoping that you can get the better player in the rare pack. Because, for example, this last rare pack had like a LeBron, but it also had like a Kyrie Irving. That rare was $29 compared to, let's say, the LeBron, where it is $99. So depends which player you're looking for, basically. And what's fun too, and what Mike alluded to as well, is that there's the element of collecting just because you want to collect and just because you like it and you want to have like a digital collection. There's also the element, though, of using these in the game. So the fast break game that I showed you, if you have a rare moment, you can use it twice in the 17 game stretch. Whereas if you have a common moment, you can only use it once. And then if you have a legendary, which is even more expensive, you can use it four times. So it's sort of like two sides of the pie. You can buy it because you just like it. You want to hold on to it. And you can also use it in a game.
It kind of reminds me of, I don't know how into the video games you are, but like 2K has the My Team card games. It reminds me a lot of that.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of people say that. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yep,
yeah, Prince, sure. I take your approach where generally I don't love to buy the packs. If I want, you know, a LeBron video game numbers, if I want a Kyrie, I just go to the marketplace and get that generally. I don't know. I think it's fun to get packs. Sometimes there's like a little bit of a gambling element. If, you know, if the pack costs $40 and LeBron costs $120, it's nice to find the LeBron in the pack. But a lot of times I just go to the market.
Right.
And nowadays you can actually buy packs and flip the packs. That's a new thing you can do. You couldn't do that before. So that's kind of cool too. If you want to purchase packs off other people, you can do that as well. So they're offering just a lot of different elements of, you know, collecting or flipping or doing whatever you want. So like you can see here, these are all packs that other people are selling to each other. Yeah.
Guys, Prince questions or it's only
go ahead. Yeah.
No, all right, cool. Prince, you're looking at this thing. We're all weird here.
No, not at all.
No, that's all right. I've had this conversation with enough people. I know people's initial reactions. So my question is, what makes you skeptical about this? And what do you think that Top Shot or Dapper Labs, the company behind Top Shot, can do better to, you know, help simplify the product, make it more accessible to more people, require less of a kind of 30-minute overview to explain the product? Do you find any of that challenging, or you feel like you get it and is for you, isn't for you? Kind of, what are your initial reactions?
Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm skeptical necessarily. I mean, everyone has things that they're into, so there's clearly an audience for Top Shot and the games for it. So I'm not skeptical at all of it. You know, I'm not sure if I'm necessarily the target audience just because I'm not much of a collector of really, really anything. I'm kind of a minimalist. I try to, I guess I collect music a little bit. And I'm not really, and you know what? I think a good audience for this would be fantasy sports people who do like to kind of keep up with the day-to-day player, player stats and things of that nature. I think they would be a great audience for this just because they're kind of diving into that stuff anyway. Funny enough, you know, I cover sports betting and fantasy sports, but I don't actually bet or play fantasy sports that much myself, mostly because I kind of have a hard time finding the time to kind of, I'm very, you know, I like to actually know what I'm doing and talking about when I do it. And so if I don't do research on a game, I won't bet on it. And I know a lot of bettors aren't like that. You know what I mean? The Thunder are playing the Nuggets tonight. Let me throw $5 on the Nuggets. I'm not really like that. I really got to look at the trends and see how they've been playing in the last five games. And so I'm probably a little too, stubborn to really get into it too much. But I think but from what I know about fantasy sports players, and I think that would probably be an audience to where Dapper and NBA Top Shot could find a lot of people if they market it to them. And yeah, I haven't seen a whole lot about Top Shot in a while. So if there was one area I would say there could be more improvement, it's just in recognition that, you know, these games, this is the first I'm ever hearing of actually being able to play games with the moments. I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yes, yeah, so that's a new thing they're doing, and it's definitely been a good on ramp for people. I've seen a bunch of tweets, Tandy, I'm sure you have too, from people who are saying, "Hey, this game's fun. It's easy to do, and it's definitely a nice on ramp for people to discover Top Shot, to then kind of see what else is out in the world about it." I kind of share your minimalist approach. You can see we both have blank walls behind us, which is nice, versus Tandy's chaos behind me. I don't know what I'm looking at here. I couldn't live like that. But yeah, I'm team blank wall for sure. But yeah, as a few people in the chat are saying, that's actually part of the appeal of Top Shot for me, where it doesn't clutter up a closet, a basement, or whatever else. And like, also, I don't know. I don't need everyone who walks into my house to be like, "Oh, you like, you know, you do this with your time. Like, let's talk about that." Like, I can choose who I talk to about this stuff. It doesn't have to be on full display at all times, which I like.
That's a great point, actually. Yeah.
So we got to highlight a very generous sticker here from Top Shot Tesla, who says, "Can we ask Prince why Top Shot isn't cool and only filled with guys like MBL and Tandy. Very rude, Top Shot Tesla. Does he ever think it has a chance to go mainstream? So I think we kind of just talked about that, but unless there's anything you want to add to that question for Top Shot Tesla.
I'll just say I think it's more about just knowledge about it, to be honest. I think most people probably just aren't that knowledgeable about not just Top Shot, but NFTs in general, right? Like, I think it's still kind of a subject that people aren't necessarily comfortable being ignorant about, asking questions and showing that they don't know about. And so I think the does it have a chance to go mainstream? Not until I think, again, in NFTs in general and that type of stuff goes mainstream, because I just don't think people understand what it is or the appeal behind it.
What if I called it a digital collectible? Does that change your mind?
I think it actually, yeah. I think that gets to the core of what it is for, and then people. So a digital collectible is tough, right? Because I think the appeal for people who do collect things, again, I don't, but is that they like to have a physical thing. So then when you call it a digital collectible, I don't know if that has the same appeal or not. Because, you know, they might wonder, you know, how do I know it's truly mine's, or, you know, things of that nature.
That's fair. So we got Twitch guys in the chat. Bag Holder, he's our Twitch guy, so we'll give him his drop.
Twitch guy!
Okay, there he is. So I guess we're talking now about, like, you know, the aspect of collecting something when it's not cluttering your house and so on. But it sounds like, for you at least, Prince, it's just the nature of, like, I don't know, collecting things, whether it be on the cloud or in your shoebox, that it's just not quite your personality.
Yeah, you know, I have some moments, so I can't say I don't I don't collect them. But I will say, you know, up until today, I kind of forgot about the moment, so it's not something I go back and check on regularly. So I guess that would be an accurate statement.
Wait, so we got an update. Since the last time, you've gotten 5 more new moments.
Oh, come on. Look, I have a collection now.
I know. You started the show with 6. You now have 14. And you've gotten a lot of really good fast break players. So I don't know if you can remember your login or not, but if you can, you might as well make a lineup, because you now have SGA, you got Walker Kessler, who's great for blocks, Jamal Murray, you know, Jordan Poole, Fox. Yeah, you got a lot of good players here now.
I'm logged in now, so I'm actually looking at all of these players. I'm just refreshing my page every time you say that. And, and, you know, I'm actually a Wizards fan, so I appreciate the Jordan Poole moment, even, you know, as crazy as he looks this year.
But Tyus Jones, what's up with him, man? I don't know enough about the Wizards, to be honest, but Tyus Jones, he's just an assist machine.
Yeah, Tyus has always been like a great assist to turnover ratio guy, right? Just a steady point guard. That's why the Grizzlies never missed a beat whenever Ja Morant would miss games. So he's a steady point guard. I wish they would have traded him, though, at the deadline, just because, you know, rebuilding situation. He's on a 1-year deal, so we'll probably lose him for nothing, but he's a great point guard.
What about Bilal? Is he the truth?
He is the truth. I like him. I don't know if he's necessarily the guy we're going to end up building around, you know, but he should be a part of the future for sure.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well,
there's a little bidding war on a Bilal moment.
Oh, yeah.
His number one serial, MGLE.
How much did it go for, Mike?
$500.
Nice.
What was the moment?
The number one serial metallic gold.
Yeah, let's show the play. Prince is asking the right questions.
Yeah, it's true. All right, yeah. I'll go look it up and I'll show it to you. Prince, if you want to, like, set your lineup, we can do it together. If you know how to share your screen, that might be fun too. If you can figure
it out. So do I log in through Floaty?
No.
Go to unfortunately, no for this, but I'm so happy you asked that. Thank you. Floaty, you can buy and sell on Floaty, but you can't play the fast break game.
Okay, I see it. All right, so yeah. Play fast break.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, I'll share my screen. Let me see.
Wait, so Mike, it's the Bilal MGLE, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's the reward moment, that one?
Yeah, I think it was a reward moment.
Okay. So this is the moment right here. There, he blocks Luka. And then he slams it.
Oh, let's go.
1-2 punch.
Let's go. That's his game right there in a nutshell. Play some defense, spark the offense.
So, yeah, that's numbered out of 181 because that's how many people finished the challenge. So that's a whole nother layer to this collecting thing, is that you can complete challenges. What's cool also about the rookies is that, you know, they don't have a whole lot of moments. He's got his common rookie debut, his rare, and then this other rare here. Anyway, so yeah, if you could figure it out, then that would be cool to see a person trying to play Fast Break for the first time. But if you can't figure it out, then that's no sweat.
All right, I'll share my screen.
Okay.
Prince, who's your favorite player? Is it Wizards guy?
Oh, you know what? I can't do it because it's going to make me quit out of Google Chrome.
All right. Well, we just got some news as well. So this is one of the biggest packs of the year, Prince, in terms of just hype and also price tag. The Rookie Revelations, which is a legendary. It's the first and only rookie legendary drop of the year. And it's 15 moments, and they all have the game footage, in-game sound, and draft night audio, which I think is a first. All minted out of 75, 7% chance to pull two of those, including the Wembies of the world. So I guess we just received that news now, literally 1 minute ago. Full details coming tomorrow, but let's see.
No, I think this is the full details, because that tweet was put up yesterday, I think.
Oh, all right. Probably going to be a tweet thread that's just starting now, then, I imagine.
Yeah.
That's the first thread in the series. But anyway, there you go.
Beautiful. All right. I figured out how to share my screen.
$14.99 a pack.
Woo! Yeah. That, there we got a price tag already. $14.99 a pack, apparently. Woo. So, all right. So Prince is sharing the screen. Here he is. So Prince, you still have a chance to get like the 4-win pack, or you kind of have an outside chance at the, well, I think you got to go like 9-0 or something to get the you could get the 9-win pack. It'll be a pretty difficult, but you'd need to pick up a few more moments to be able to do that. But anyway, hit assemble your lineup and then we can do this together. So as you can see, you click through, it's going to show you what the challenge is for the day, which is 130 points, and it's going to put the players in order of their average. And then you're just going to go ahead and add the players that you want to your lineup. So you have people at the top, so you probably just want to go for those guys and set your lineup that way.
All right. Sounds like a plan to me. Luka's going in every lineup. I saw him score damn near 80 points earlier this season. So that's
I saw that he's averaging like 37.5 since the All-Star break, which is crazy.
See, that's insane. Toronto's not going to do anything with Kevin Durant. Come on, man. Get him in there. Tatum against Denver. I don't know. Celtics have so many guys. It's tough to trust any of them, but he's one of the best scorers in the league, so we'll go with it.
Do you think he has an MVP case? I do not.
I don't. So I was saying earlier, I don't think he's like one of the top two guys, but I do think he should get more love in the conversation. As the best player on the best team, that still means something to me. I know, you know, the numbers don't stand out as much against guys like Jokic and SGA.
But Jokic, Luka and Giannis?
Giannis is definitely in the conversation too. Luka, I just need the Mavericks to be better, man.
No. They're at least in the playoffs. That's progress over the last year.
Are they seventh right now? Are they still in it? They might be in the play-in tournament.
I think Pelly's and Mavs are battling. Let's see. Western Conference standings.
Who are the Pacers?
I'll tell you while you're coordinating your lineup. Pelly's five. Western. Suns. Oh, wow. Mavs are 8 now.
Ooh. Yeah. That, I mean, it's tight. You know, it could change tomorrow, but I'll bump it. I'll just go chalk.
Yep. So, as you can see, also, all those players, as Bleezy's telling you, the ones that are black and white or grayscale, those are the ones that you don't have. You don't own them yet.
Yep.
So what? So you have a couple options with that if you wanted to purchase them. And conveniently, you could do it on Floaty. Yeah, you can close out. So if you were to purchase those on Top Shot, the floor would be $1. If you were to purchase it on Floaty, it could be as low as like 30 cents. So if you decide to bulk up your lineup, if this is a game that you decide to play and you enjoy, I would definitely recommend bulking up and finding these other players on Floaty. Or just keep coming on this stream and my chat will just keep on filling your collection.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. I came out of here with some good moments here today.
Absolutely.
I didn't answer MBL's question about my favorite player. I don't know. That's a good question. I have a lot of players I really like. I don't know if I have a favorite player, but I can tell you he's definitely not on the Wizards.
All right. Yeah, there's a lot of fun players these days. I feel like people are less aligned with teams and more with players more than ever. Like, everyone loves SGA.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Wemby. I also think it's because players bounce around too much. Like, you rarely see the guy who gets drafted by a team and plays through and then retires with them.
I really like Kawhi. I like to watch Kawhi. Kawhi might be, between him and Dame Lillard, those might be my two favorites.
Yeah. Kawhi's a good time.
All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away our Paul George rare moment. So what you're going to do is you're going to put PG13 in the chat. So here's the text you're going to write in the chat, hashtag PG13. And that's true. Someone reminded me that we should play this. If Kawhi is your favorite player, you should look at this video.
I feel like Kawhi is laughing at me.
I know. I never get tired of watching that video. All right. So PG13, the rent seekers have arrived. It's always my favorite part. All the chat just lights up as soon as it's time to give away the PG13 rare
moment. They're lurkers.
I know. I love it.
Love for the lurkers. They get the viewer count up.
Of course. I have a lot of love. We got a Twitter viewer in there. Penny DeHardway. There you go.
Wow.
That's a new name.
That's my boy.
Oh, that's your boy. All right.
Penny Hardaway.
All right. So Penny Hardaway, if you got let's see if maybe a
Penny
new
was
face
universal.
Wins.
Everyone loved Penny.
Yeah. That's true. I'm sorry,
Penny and
you
T-Mac
were chatting the whole time. Oh, I know. I mean, Penny, that's what Shaq said when he got when he's got his jersey retired. He said that like Penny was the, what did he say? It was like Penny was the Kobe before Kobe or something like that. I forgot what he said. Something of that nature. All right, so let's see how many we got. We got 16 entries, 33 people watching. I always feel bad for the people. Bleezy's always the one who's telling me like, just do it, just run it already. But if you're watching, you're cleaning dishes, you're walking your dog, just open the stream real quick and put PG13, hashtag PG13, and we'll get you going. And if you have any other questions, we can also ask some questions. Can ask a question to Prince, can ask a question to MBL. Top Shot Tesla is laughing at my pronunciation. I don't know what I pronounced incorrectly.
Yeah. The irony there. It's not lost on me.
Yeah, there you go. he made me stumble. We got another person in the chat, Kobe. That's another new name. I'm guessing that's also your boy, Prince.
Kobe?
Do you know Kobe?
No.
No. All right. Well, hello, Kobe. Welcome.
You know, actually, when you said Penny the Hardaway, I actually have a friend who raps. He goes by Penny Glideaway. So I got confused. I thought that's who you were talking. I don't know Penny the Hardaway. Unless that's my friend going under a different name right now.
I mean, I would bet it is because I've never seen these names before, but that's cool. Get those likes up. If you want to be eligible, you got to make sure you've liked. I already know that you've subscribed, at least if you're on YouTube, because otherwise you can't chat. So we got a question from Jumpshoot. Prince, what do you think about this question? Did the in-season tournament hurt the Lakers in the regular season? What are your thoughts for the next one?
No. No, it didn't hurt them. The Lakers were always a team that were going to do better in the in-season tournament because they are older and, you know, they not as much wear and tear at the beginning of the season, right? So, you know, they play well enough to win it, but I don't think anyone was convinced even then they were going to be like an NBA championship contender by the end of the season. Okay. I wasn't.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see. That's what all ESPN wants to talk about right now are the Warriors and the Lakers. I mean, it's, of course, that's like one of the more interesting stories in the league, and the fact that they're in the play-in, it's, I don't know. It's definitely good to see those teams do well, and I wouldn't be surprised if either of them turns it on when the time is right.
Yeah, and by the way, the in-season tournament for the Lakers was only one extra game. It's not like I don't know how it would have hurt them. It wasn't like they played a whole extra season or something. The championship game was the 83rd game. They're still going to, you know, just one extra game.
That's true, and I literally just confused the play-in tournament with the in-season tournament. But I think the next one's going to be in like Abu Dhabi or something. It's going to be in the
– Oh, is it?
I think so, or at next least maybe season? The finals. Really? Maybe I read that wrong, but I thought they're partnering. Like Emirates is partnering. I don't know if the whole thing. I'd be surprised
only because it's that's like really hard on the teams. Then.
All right, so then maybe it's just the branding. Then I could get that wrong. But Penny DeHardway wants to know thoughts on the Magic. By the way, Penny DeHardway, let us know in the chat how you found this stream. I'm definitely curious about that. If you found it through Prince or through me or through who, but yeah, my take on the Magic is a pleasant surprise. I don't really have any critical takes. I know that Prince, you were talking about them earlier, just about how Paolo is such a machine and they play really good defense. But do you think that this young team, the Magic, can actually make noise in the playoffs?
No, I'm not expecting it. I mean, right now they're the fourth seed. So if the playoffs started today, they play the Knicks, who are five. I would take the Knicks in that series. Magic are fun, though. I think they're still that kind of that beginning point of going to where they're going to be. I don't think they're there yet.
Yeah, I would probably agree with you there. And yes, I knew about the Celtics versus Nuggets in Abu Dhabi preseason. It's true that I am a casual, but I knew that this was not what I was talking about. I mentioned it because I saw something about the Emirates and blah, 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 but maybe that was just branding. All right, well, we have 19 of you for the Paul George. So that means everyone in this giveaway has a better than 5% chance at hitting this Paul George, rare moment. Let's see who's going to take it.
He's got running numbers on the fly.
Mathematician. Let's see. DeCloak. I feel like the DeCloak won. Didn't DeCloak win last week? I feel like he did. DeCloak taking the wins down. Congratulations, DeCloak. So I think you were the one, but maybe not. I don't remember. But share your name in the chat. And we will make sure you get that PG-13. And don't worry if you didn't win. There's going to be more giveaways all the time, thanks to the fine folks at floaty.io. So rigged, rigged, rigged. So Penny DeHardway, though, like Penny DeHardway's got all this Top Shot knowledge, and I've never seen this guy before. So Penny DeHardway, this is a mystery. I feel like I know everyone on Top Shot Twitter, but I don't know you. But I'm glad you're here. But we want giveaways now, said Bleezy. I know, right? So DeCloak, hit me up with your username, please, in the chat, if you don't mind. And we shall go from there.
Yes, Penny and I are mutual followers.
Are you?
Yep.
Oh, so he...
I just confirmed before I said anything. I recognize that name.
Oh, he said first win. So there you go. Top Shot. Who was telling me that they don't win? Top Shot Hot Shot was telling me he never wins. Look at that, Top Shot Hot Shot. Someone just won for the first time. DeCloak _. So next time it could be you. 5% chance. That's pretty good. So look at this, Mike. He says he's been away for a while, but he was here in 21. So imagine that. He was here during the insanity run of NBA Top Shot. He's left, but now he's back. So Penny DeHardway,
November 2023 tweet action about Top Shot as I browse through the profile right now. I see July 30th, 2023. I don't know if Penny really spent too much time away.
Well, for this version of Penny, he did. Anyways, guys, I guess that's the show. If there's anything else that you want to talk about. If you're in the chat, though, and you haven't filled out this form, this Tandy Time survey, please go and do so. I would like that. Penny to Hardway saying Floaty's new interface is 100. I would agree.
I appreciate that.
So yeah, fill out that form, fellas. If you're in the chat, ladies, fellas, fill out that form. Let me know what you want to see, what you don't want to see. And I guess that's it. You guys got anything else? Prince, why don't you tell the people where to find you? We'll give you the floor.
Yeah, right in time for the PG giveaway. You can find me at PG Prince J. That's all right. And that's Twitter, Instagram, wherever. And appreciate all of the moments that the chat sent me to.
Absolutely. I hope to see you up on those leaderboards, Prince. I want to see you rising up on those leaderboards.
Yeah, I gotta catch up to you.
I know. Well, maybe the next one. There's still one more full run that you'll be able to do. You'll just have to pick up some extra moments from Floaty. MBL, Mike, what do you want to tell the people?
Oh, just I appreciate you guys having me on to give a little chat about the LeBron block purchase. Prince, great chatting with you. All the Floaty details are in the show notes. We appreciate Tandy for the sponsorship and for all the Floaty love. Follow FloatyBot. It's been firing during the show. Actually, one of the LeBron record breaker points moments. The LeBron anthology sold for about $5,000, which is pretty cool on Floaty. And that's it from me. Appreciate the chat. Appreciate Prince. Tandy, thank you for having me on.
All right, well, thanks to both of you. And Penny, just to answer your question, we do this every week, Thursday, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and we will be giving away fun moments every week. So if you like your 5% chance, keep coming back. You'll keep having a chance to win something good. Bag Holder's asking, is 5 good or bad? It's good, Bag Holder, but even if you do 1, that's okay. You could just throw whatever number you want. All right, so I guess that's it, everybody. Thank you for making the time. Thank you for hanging out. Thank you for being so generous to Prince and giving him moments. And we will all talk to you again next week. So take care, everybody. Static selector.